Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com. Promo code STAPLE20.
6:54, brand new this morning, new warnings from Russia as it launches a partial mobilization of forces, all that against the backdrop of the UN General Assembly. And we'll hear from Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky remotely. We'll hear in person later this morning from President Biden. We'll have live coverage for you about 10:30 or so. A preview now with WOKV's Kirsten Garris. A lot of weighty topics are on the world stage, none weightier than the war in Ukraine, almost 7 months in.
That's right. And today we are expecting President Biden to essentially really condemn Russia for this brutal invasion into Ukraine over the past, going on now, 7 months. And yesterday at the press briefing, we got a preview of the speech from National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. And during that preview, he said the president will offer what he's calling a firm rebuke of Russia's unjust war of Ukraine, and that he will be, quote, making the call to the world to continue to stand against the naked aggression that we've seen. That was, again, Sullivan yesterday at the White House. He also touched that the president would denounce new plans from Russia to occupy different areas of Ukraine, and really, again, call for the unity that they've seen within NATO and other international world leaders coming together to stand up with Ukraine and against Russia. Now, as you mentioned, this all comes with the backdrop as Vladimir Putin just announced that they would be scaling up, calling on 300,000 reservists to come to the aid as they continue to invade parts of Ukraine. So a lot happening. And then at the very end, kind of the finale of this morning, we'll hear from Ukraine's president as well. He'll be able to share a pre-recorded message to the General Assembly today.
And we'll follow updates as all of this develops in real time during the Brian Kilmeade Show, 9 until noon. And again, listen for live coverage as the president addresses the UN General Assembly and ultimately the world. About 10:30 or so this morning, Kirsten Garris, part of our team in Washington. Thanks.